We're going to have our Bible reading. You need to turn to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. Boys and girls, perhaps an adult will help you read along. If you didn't get a Bible on the way in, one of the welcome team will rush over. I think everyone's got one. Great. You need to turn to page 1114 of the church Bible. Okay, Acts chapter 18. And I'm going to read two different bits of it, okay? Verse 1. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There, he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath, he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. Now, down to verse 18. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Kenchrea because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." Then he set sail from Ephesus. When he landed at Caesarea, he went up to Jerusalem and greeted the church and went down to Antioch. After spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out from there and traveled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Keep your Bible open at Acts 18, grown-ups. Boys and girls, everything that you need to see will be here at the front. Now, boys and girls, when you guys have been out at Explorers, we've been learning about a letter that was written to a place called Corinth. Well done. Yeah. We've been learning all about a local church in a place called Corinth. And the man who wrote that letter was called Paul. Here's Paul here. Today, I want to tell you about a married couple who were there at Corinth when that local church started. I think we can learn lots about what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus from this married couple. Here they are, okay? I'll put them up on my board. The lady was called Priscilla, okay? When you say that together, the lady was called? Priscilla. Priscilla. Excellent. I'll put Priscilla over here. And her husband, he was called Aquila, okay? Priscilla and Aquila. What's the lady called? Priscilla. And what's the man called? Aquila. Now, the Bible says that Priscilla and Aquila hadn't been born in Corinth. They had come there from a city called Rome. And when they came to Corinth, I don't think that they were Christians yet. They hadn't yet become followers of the Lord Jesus. Do you know what they did for a living, Priscilla and Aquila? Do you know what they did for a living? They made tents. They made tents. I don't know how they did that, but they made tents. And do you know something else? Do you know what Paul, his job, apart from telling people about the Lord Jesus, what do you think Paul made as well? Yeah, he did. Tents. So Paul and Priscilla and Aquila all made tents, although Paul spent a lot more of his time telling people about the Lord Jesus. Do you know something? Paul, we're told, when he went to Corinth, because Priscilla and Aquila made tents, and he made tents, he went to live with Priscilla and Aquila. And at Corinth, although the Bible doesn't say this, I think Priscilla and Aquila, I think they became Christians as Paul stayed with them and he told them lots about the Lord Jesus, that he'd come into this world to rescue them from their sins by dying on a cross. And after they became Christians, it seems that Priscilla and Aquila joined Paul's team that went around and told people about the Lord Jesus Christ. So what are the married couple called, just so I know everyone's got this? Priscilla and Aquila, what did they do for a living? They made tents. What city did they live in?
Corinth.
Brilliant. And they became Christians, as Paul told them about the Lord Jesus. Now, in another part of the Bible, in Romans 16, Paul calls Priscilla and Aquila his fellow workers. His fellow workers. They were fellow workers in telling people about the Lord Jesus. I want to use another name, though, today. I want to use the name Gospel Partners. Paul thought of Priscilla and Aquila as gospel partners. Just as they had been partners in making tents, so Priscilla and Aquila, when they became believers in the Lord Jesus, well, they joined that team that told people about the Lord Jesus. They became partners with Paul in telling people about Jesus, but also about helping others, helping other Christians follow the Lord Jesus. I want to tell you, grown-ups, boys and girls, something amazing this morning. If we are those who love the Lord Jesus Christ, if we would say we are his followers, then we are gospel partners. We are fellow workers. We are those who have got a responsibility to speak about the Lord Jesus to others, but also we've got a responsibility to help others follow the Lord Jesus Christ as well. And what Priscilla and Aquila do is they show us lots of different ways that gospel partners help people hear about the Lord Jesus and help others to follow the Lord Jesus. Here's the first one. Priscilla and Aquila, I'll take the tents away. You remember what Priscilla and Aquila do for a job, won't you? What did they do? They made? Yeah, brilliant, excellent. Wow, gospel partners like Priscilla and Aquila, they sacrifice so that people hear about the Lord Jesus. Well, maybe you don't know what the word sacrifice means. Let me explain. Now imagine for a moment that there's a new Paw Patrol movie that's about to come out in the cinema. And I've only got 2 tickets, okay? And I really want to see it. Nathan really wants to see it. And Ken really wants to see it. But I've only got 2 tickets. I'll tell you what a sacrifice is. I'll say, okay, Ken, you and Nathan can go. Here's your ticket. Okay? Jamie, take Kenny's ticket. Okay? You guys can go and see the new Paw Patrol movie, and I won't go. Okay? I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing to sacrifice so that they can enjoy something, and I'll stay home. Now, Priscilla and Aquila, how did they sacrifice for the good of others? Grown-ups, look at verse 3 again. We're told that Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Now, when people come to my house, when we get visitors to come and stay, it's maybe for a night or a couple of nights. At most, maybe a week if I really like you. Verse 11 tells us how long Paul stayed with Priscilla and Aquila. Paul stayed in Corinth for 1.5 years, teaching them the word of God. Imagine having a house guest. Imagine having one of your friends stay over for 18 months. Yeah, exactly. I know, 1.5 years. Lots of us get stressed if people stay longer than the afternoon, don't we? I wonder when they're going home. Every night for 18 months, Priscilla and Aquila thought, well, there's extra food to buy for dinner, but we'll do it. They thought, well, there's maybe some extra washing, extra towels that we've got to do. And they thought, well, that's okay. Grown-ups, imagine on a Saturday night, okay? It's a Saturday night, you're sitting down, you know, maybe Strictly's on, or The X Factor, or something, Brendan's Got Talent, whatever it is you like to watch, and you're thinking, I'm getting comfortable here in my chair. And Paul comes in and says, I'm going to turn that off. I've got to study for church tomorrow. And you're like, but they did it for the good of others, so that people could hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the sacrifice that Priscilla and Aquila were willing to take, so that people could hear about the Lord Jesus. Then, having stayed for 18 months in their house, look at verse 18. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters. He sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off. Verse 19, they arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. One day, Paul said, okay, we're going to leave Corinth, and here's what we're going to do. We're all going to move to Ephesus. We're going to go somewhere else, and we're going to tell them about the Lord Jesus. Imagine today, I said to everyone here, hey, guess what? We're selling your house, and we're all going to move to Glasgow, the whole church, and we're going to move there, and we're going to start a new church up there. Lots of you would think, I'm not doing that. But Priscilla and Aquila, go. They went. And after a little while, do you know we're told that Paul left them there? Paul left them to help the local church in Ephesus. We don't know how long they're there for, but this we do know. Maybe they were lonely. Maybe they enjoyed having other people there. They take in another guy, and he's called Apollos. You would think they would have enjoyed a bit of peace and quiet for a little while, but no. They want to have gospel workers in their house so that people can hear about the Lord Jesus. In another part of the Bible, we're told later on that they go back to Rome, and the local church even meets in their house in Rome. They were willing to sacrifice so that people would hear about the Lord Jesus. They were willing to sacrifice so that others would be able to follow the Lord Jesus more and more. How did they get to be like that? It was because they loved the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because they realized how much he had sacrificed for them. They had got and it had grabbed their hearts that the Lord Jesus had come from heaven and he'd become a man. And he walked around and he had died on the cross and he'd taken the punishment that their sins deserve. Priscilla and Aquila looked to the Lord Jesus and say, well, think of how much he's sacrificed for us. I want to live like that. Following Jesus, they knew, was nothing in comparison to the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus had given them. And their thinking was, well, we want to sacrifice and we're willing to sacrifice so that others hear the good news and so that others will keep following Jesus. Grown-ups, is this how we see our stuff? Our homes? Our money? Our spare bedrooms, our lofts and garages, our mouths? Do we see them as resources that the Lord Jesus has given us so that others can hear about the Lord Jesus and so that other Christians would keep following him? Now, boys and girls, you might think, well, I don't have a house and I don't have a car. Like, I'm 6 years old. What can I do? Well, what about this week? Instead of saying to the grown-up who's brought you, your mom and dad, instead of saying, could you give me some money for sweets or millionaire shortbread or a toy or whatever it is, why not say to that grown-up, could we use that money instead so that people hear about the Lord Jesus? That would be a sacrifice. So that others would keep hearing about Jesus, so that Christians would keep following Jesus. Here's the next thing, okay? So gospel partners, they're willing to sacrifice so that people hear about Jesus. Also, gospel partners are willing to help prepare others. They're willing to help prepare people so that lots more people can hear about Jesus. What do I mean? Well, a friend of mine has recently become a police officer, okay? Do you think when you turn up to join the police, you just say, I want to join the police. And they say, oh, well, away you go. That's fine. Go and catch some bad guys. No. They've got to prepare you to be a police officer. Now, what kind of training or preparation? What do you think the police do to prepare you? Yes, Emmanuel. You need to learn how to handcuff people. Yeah, that's a really good one. Yeah, Jamie? You need to learn how to drive a police car. Yeah, they do lots of different training. You've got to know lots about the laws of our country. You've got to know, you've got to be fit as well, and they train you to do that. Emmanuel's told us you've got to be able to beat people up, and so they train you how to do that. No. Wait. And you know that when they let you go out on the streets, they put you with someone who's been a police officer for years. So you learn how to copy and do what they do. Now think about Priscilla and Aquila. Okay, I'll take Apollos off for a moment. As they spent time with Paul, they were being prepared. He was showing them what it was to tell others about the Lord Jesus. He lived with them for 18 months. And they saw his way of life. They saw the way that he loved the Lord Jesus, the way he loved people. And they put that into practice. They copied, they were prepared, and then they did it for others. So that when Apollos turned up, they were ready to train and prepare him for what he was going to do. We're told about Apollos, okay? Verse 26, he knows a lot about the scriptures. He's a good speaker, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. He knew some stuff, but Priscilla and Aquila helped him to understand about the Lord Jesus more and more. And although we're not told, I suspect that when Apollos left Priscilla and Aquila, he did the same thing for others. Do you know a really helpful way of thinking about this?
A chain.
It is a chain, Jamie, okay? Now think about a little like this. The chain of helping and training and preparing people to speak about the Lord Jesus and help others follow the Lord Jesus began with the Lord Jesus and his disciples. And he spent time with them and trained them and helped them. And when the Lord Jesus returned to heaven, they told others the message of Jesus. And they spent...
The Holy Spirit came down to them.
He sure did. And they trained others, and they told other people about Jesus. And guess what they did? They told others about the Lord Jesus, and they helped others to follow Jesus. And all the way down the chain, to us. I wonder if we realize, if we're Christians this morning, we are links in that chain of telling others about the Lord Jesus and helping prepare others to follow him. It makes me thank God for those who have been like Priscilla and Aquila to me. I think especially of a youth leader who on a Saturday afternoon had a group of rowdy teenage boys in his flat, and he would open up God's word with us, and he would be patient and answer all of our silly questions. And then we'd have pizza or we'd have chips. And sometimes we'd have pizza and chips. And we'd have a great time. But he spent time showing us what it meant to be a follower of the Lord Jesus. However old or young we are. There will always be those who know more about following Jesus than we do. Are we continuing to listen to the Priscillas and Aquilas that God has put in our lives? Adults, young people, it means that when you're out at Explorers, listen really well to those who tell you about the Lord Jesus. It's so important. And just as there will always be people who know more about following Jesus than us, actually, there will always be those who know less than us as well. And we have to remember that there'll be people who we're like Priscilla and Aquila too, that we've got to open our mouths and speak about the Lord Jesus, or we can help them to follow Jesus themselves. You know, I pray that our local church would have lots of Priscillas and Aquilas that are helping to prepare others to speak about the Lord Jesus. Okay, we're nearly done. Priscilla and Aquila, what city did they live in first of all when they first arrived? Yes, Jamie?
Corinth.
Excellent. What did they make? What did they do for a job? What did they make?
Tents.
Excellent. Okay, we left them in Ephesus. They've got Apollos with them. There's one more place I want to tell you about Priscilla and Aquila. And that's when they end up back in Rome. Well done, Jamie. You see, gospel partners have such a great love for the people of the Lord Jesus. They want others to be devoted to Jesus just like them. When I was growing up, my brother and I would often play football in the streets, and there was a man with a red setter like this who would often walk past us. I have no idea what his name was. My brother and I called him Red Setter Man. Okay? Yeah, it is. It is. It's a type of dog. It's called a red setter. It's a big brown dog, and this man loved that red setter. He was devoted to that red setter. You know, he would walk down the road, and he'd be talking to it, and you knew that he loved red set, Mr. Red Setter Man. See, now, when I'm at my mum's, he stayed round the corner. I often, as we go past this house, I wonder if Red Setter Man is still in there with his beautiful dogs. After they left Ephesus, Priscilla and Aquila went to Rome. And there we're told that the church met in their house. Romans 16, verse 3 says that. That was dangerous because in Rome, Christians were killed for their faith. And yet Priscilla and Aquila still said to the church, come to ours. We've got to keep following the Lord Jesus. We want our house to be known as a place where the Lord Jesus is spoken about and discussed, and people can ask questions and people can find out more. I wonder what we are known to love and be devoted to. Red setters, Lego, superheroes, school, our family, the Lord Jesus. If we honestly ask ourselves that question, who are we devoted to? Are we like Priscilla and Aquila, who love the Lord Jesus and his people and want others to follow him? Or are we devoted to something else? If we want more and more people in this area to know and love and find out about the Lord Jesus, we've got to be devoted to him. We've got to be willing to sacrifice. We've got to be preparing and helping others to follow Jesus. And if you're not a Christian yet, let me tell you something of the message that Priscilla and Aquila told to others. You see, I think they would have said that Jesus died on a cross in the place of sinners, that everyone who believes in him would be saved from God's right judgment. And as we ask for the forgiveness from the Lord Jesus, he gives it to us freely, and he welcomes everyone who asks him to. That is the message that Priscilla and Aquila and other gospel workers have shared down the years. Would we be like them? Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the examples like Priscilla and Aquila and others, those who have been like that to us, who showed us the way of following Jesus, who spoke about him to us again and again, who told us of his mercy and grace. And we ask that we would be like that with other people today. Here among the church family, would we be those who encourage one another, who point each other to Jesus again and again, would we be known for our love for him? We pray for this area. Father, help us to be like Priscilla and Aquila to them, that others may find out about the Lord Jesus, hear the gospel, and come to faith. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.